There you go. Okay, so today is February 24th, 2004, and the lesson that we're going to do this morning is lesson number 348, arm and knee on the diagonal. Always interesting titles. Kind of like going to a movie with a title, and then the title makes sense later. So begin by scanning yourself, lying on your back, observing how you're feeling today, your contact with the floor. Notice how your shoulder blades and your upper back rest, your arms, your legs. And if you can recall, in last week's lesson, we did a lesson around the use of the hands, the fingers, the arms, and creating a lot of length connecting into the back. So we're going to follow a similar theme today, with this idea of length. Length both on a side, that means from like your right arm to your right leg, and then length on a diagonal. So to just have those thoughts in the back of your head as we're going through the lesson. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and then once they're standing, you're going to open your knees. We've done this before in other lessons, so that your knees open to lie on their outer edges and the soles of your feet are together. And if this is extremely uncomfortable at home, what you can do is put some towels, roll up some towels and place them under your knees to give you a little bit support, but use a towel, something that you can roll onto or into. So, or if you need to use your hands to hold up your legs a little bit, that's okay. And now with your right hand, you're going to reach across yourself to get a hold of the left knee. So you can lift the left knee up so that the knee meets, that's it. But you still want to keep the soles of the feet together. So you need to figure out a way. That's it. Maybe get a hold of Bev, your sweatpants, if you can't get the knee. That's it. So, Susie, now once you like that, you got to lower the feet back down to the floor. So your feet can't be up in the air. So just reach across, and if you just, Susie, just hold on to your sweatpants. That's it. Okay. And now begin to do a movement with the left knee, of bringing the left knee more up to the standing position, right? So let the foot pivot so that it comes to standing, and then it opens back up so that you tilt it back out to the side. And feel what happens by holding on with your right arm. Okay, so yeah, let's do this. Let's kind of back up so that, let's say your right leg is open and your left foot is in a standing position. Let's do that. Left foot standing, right open. Get a hold of, but the foot has to stay down. Okay, that's a constraint. The feet have to stay on the ground. So get a hold of your sweatpants, something close to the left knee with the right hand. Got it. Okay. Now, begin to tilt the left knee to open, to butterfly open the legs, and feel how that pulls on your right arm and how your ribs start to roll to the left, the pelvis. Very nice, Bev. So you want to open the pelvis and then come back to the starting position. And throughout this lesson, really pay attention to your ribs and your back, the back side of you, your spine. And thinking about how you can allow those ribs and your spine to soften. You actually roll along all the ribs. And And as most of you are doing, you're allowing the right leg to participate by going with the movement, which is fine. That means it can lift itself up from the floor as you lower the right knee down to the floor. Yeah, so the right knee comes up as the left one goes down. There. That's it. Folks, see if you can let the right lift higher, because that'll help you. There. So it's almost like you're rocking across your pelvis. We've done a lot of rocking like a rocking horse from the top of your neck down to your tailbone along the spine, and now you're kind of rocking across the pelvis. Slowly. Good. Okay. Come back and rest on your back. Lengthen your legs. Okay, so bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. We'll start like that. And then open the left leg. Keep the right leg standing. And now with your left hand, reach across to get a hold of the right knee or your sweatpants along your thighs, somewhere. And begin the same idea of starting to lower the right knee out to the side as if the outer edge of the right leg and the right foot would rest on the floor. So what does that mean needs to happen in your chest, your rib cage, your spine? Where else do you need to move to allow this to happen? And again, the left knee you're allowed to bring up to facilitate. That's it. But Bev, let that right knee go out to the side. And keep the left one up there. There. Like that's it. And now let this one go all the way back out. There. Stop right there. No, you don't go over to that side. Just stop there. And now the whole idea focuses on that right leg. Let the right leg turn out. And as it does, then the left comes up. And let it go all the way out. There. Much better. And then you stop there. Good. And then get a hold of the pant. There you go. Good. So feel as the right leg opens, the left leg then begins to come up. Some of you are now hurt. I'm kind of letting you cheat here, if there was such a word in Feldenkrais. It's not really cheating, but I'm letting you do less of a differentiated movement. So it's okay to bring the left leg up, but the constraint is that you only bring the left knee up relative to the right knee going down. So the director, the intention of the action, the facilitator, is the right knee. So, Kristen, let the right knee drop out first before you bring the left leg up so quickly. You do it the other way. So the left leg doesn't have to be in charge. Feel, it's going to feel like a big pull through the pelvic area. That's it. Now the left can come up. No, not so fast. You see how fast you bring it up? Go back up, back, 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 back. Doesn't have to be so fast. Feel the slowness. I know this is scary. Just feel that spread. And then it's okay. You don't have to rush it. Let this come down. The weight of this coming down, that's it. Brings this up. Let this drop. There. Let go. That's it. Feel that's the feeling right there. You want to learn to feel is that. Do you see how you jump ahead so you don't let the natural thing happen? Good. Okay, rest on your back. Huge difference between the two sides can occur, and it has to do with the hip joints.
Bend the knee.
No, you roll onto the outside of the foot. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And your right hand is going to come across to get a hold of the left pant leg. Okay, good. And then your left arm you're going to bring up alongside your head, long, and to make a fist. If you remember 2 weeks ago, we did a lesson involving making a fist in a straight arm. So fist, that's it. Now allow the right leg to flop open. Good. Right leg flop open, and then Bev, then the left is going to flop open. You want to go over to the left. No, no. Let the right flop open. Nope, stop, Bev. Listen to the instructions. Go onto your back. Let your right leg open. The right leg has to be open before you begin any movement. No, that's not open. Take your right knee out to the side. There. That's the starting position. No, no. Now you want to go to the left. Keep the right open. That's key. Kicks. There. Now, take the left down, and as you do, the right can come up. That's it, Susie. You're getting more of it. See, it's getting easier, isn't it? Now, notice as you're going over to the left, how the left side begins to lengthen, this idea of lengthening, in particular with the ribs, through the armpit area, along your waist side. That's it, Kristen. Let your arm come across you, though. That's it. So you start to roll onto the left side. That's it. Now, can you think of lengthening the left arm as you're tilting, i.e. rolling to the left? As you make the fist, again, please keep a fist the whole time. And just think of lengthening it as you roll, and then go back onto your back. But open your legs, Bev. You've got to, no, no, no. Open your legs. That means spread your knees. There you go. There you go. Now you can go over to the left. Very nice, Susie. Okay, and slowly bring it to a close and rest on your back. Now, for a minute, just bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And once your feet are up to standing, open the knees. They call this for dance for little kids. It's a butterfly position. Now you have butterfly wings. So everybody try to make your butterfly wings. And now try to pull the knees up to close them and then open them. So like just like a butterfly. Okay, this is one way of facilitating movement in the hip joints. That's it. That's it. Good. Now the other way is, can you leave them open? And now if you took the right knee down, the left comes up the same amount. No more. So you don't want to lose the spread. That's it. So as you take the right knee down, the left comes up the same amount, and then you take the left knee down and the right comes up. So you must keep the constant open of the butterfly wings, and then you're rocking the pelvis left and right. Is that verbal language? Is the language clear? Am I describing it right? So you keep the butterfly wings open, and then you rock along the pelvis, which takes one knee down and the other automatically lifts up. It lifts up without you having to work the inner thigh muscles. Kristen, spread the legs apart. See, what you're doing is you're doing way too much work. You're defeating yourself. Because when you work the inner thighs, you're doing work that you don't need to do. So if you were a dead skeleton and I put your legs in this position, this is what a dead skeleton would do. That's it, Falk. So feel what that facilitates in the back and the ribs. That's it, Bev. Keep them open. So by having the legs open, right, that's a constraint. It requires so much more of the back and the spine and the ribs. So trust me, Kristen. Butterfly wings. Don't lift the knee. Feel that the weight of the right knee going down will lift it. Here's my hands. Press into my hands. There. Okay? Press. You see how much work you do there? And you're, again, you're defeated. So feel the weight of this. You don't have to pull this at all. It'll naturally happen. You do way too much work. Let this come down. Just think down, down, down. And this one will come up. So let's just do this much rocking. It's not important to go all the way down. What's important is this concept for you. So you never change the distance between the openness of the legs. You see what that makes happen somewhere else? You okay? There. That's the idea. It's like rocking a baby to sleep. Right? You create your own little basket. Okay, everybody take a break. Okay, so now let's go back to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and I believe this time you're going to reach across with your left hand to get a hold of the right knee, the right pant leg, whatever you can do. And then once you've got a hold of that, bring your right arm up alongside your head to make a fist and to have the arm long. And now begin to open the legs. So you create your open butterfly wings, and once you're there, you keep the spread open. Then you start to take the right knee down, which pops the left one up. And as you go to the right, thinking about how that entire right side of the ribs, along your side and back, the chest has to soften and open to lengthen the right arm. So the right arm gets long, and you maintain making a fist. So whenever you lose, so like Bev, pause for a minute. Whenever you start pulling your legs together, spread them open again. I'm realizing this is even a better lesson than I thought it was last night. It's a fabulous lesson. So the constraint is you're not allowed to pull your legs in together. If I had weights, I would put two weights on your knees to hold the legs open because it facilitates the constraint. Facilitates movement in the ribs in the back. That's it. You're doing fine. There. So take this one down even more. Don't you let go. Get a hold with the pant. There you go. Let your ribs go. Think of, on the right side. That's it. That's it. Isn't that better? Yes. I haven't lied to you yet, have I? She's waiting for the moment. Have I lied to you yet, Susie?
No.
I have a good track record. That's it. Roll onto those ribs. That's it. Beautiful. So you really have to go slow to feel much better, Bev. Much better. Much better. That's it, Falk. So sometimes some of you need to pause and then you come back to it, which is fine. Just take a little more time to feel this idea of the left side and the right side opening up. Okay, let it go and come back onto your back. rest. Observe your breath and your breathing, the contact that you're now making with the floor. Now bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And keep your knees slightly apart this time. So you just do the beginnings of a butterfly. But the constraint is you're not allowed to open them anymore, that as if there's a force from the outside. And now try to tilt them left and right. Even closer together, Falk. Real close, like there. And just feel how different that is. Then allow the butterfly wings to happen so that you spread the knees as far as you can, and then you take the right knee down as the left lifts up, and the left down as the right lifts up. Awesome. That's it, Christine. You're getting it. Much better, Bev. Yeah? It actually becomes fun. It actually feels really good. Much, much, much better. Now, try to go back to holding the knees together. So imagine like trying to squeeze them together and then tilt them down to each side. And see what that's like. Starts to shake? Yeah. Okay, let it go. Straighten your legs and rest for a moment. Now, once again, bring your left arm up alongside your head. And this time, there is not a fist. You're going to have it open. Bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Okay? Reach across with your right arm to get a hold of the left pant leg somewhere close to the knee. Okay? And we'll keep the right leg standing for now. Okay? And open the left knee. So you roll to the outside of the left foot and trying to bring the left knee all the way down to the floor. And so you can use the right foot to push into the floor to facilitate the pelvis to tilt and roll over to the left. So use the right leg to let the left knee open. That's it. That's it. So that is it possible to roll, that's it, all the way over to the left side. And as you do so, feel with the left arm that you roll over the arm and that the palm then turns over. So you start off with the palm up, and then it turns palm down. You end up rolling your head on top of the arm. But keep your arm really long, very close to your ear. So the arm should not move out along the mat as you're rolling. You're taking your ribs over the shoulder joint. You're moving the ribs around the shoulder joint. That's it. And then you roll back. Now, the next time that you roll over to the left, so that the left knee should be down, go all the way over there. Stay there for a minute. So everybody get over there. So again, that right leg can be standing. That can be your support system. Good. Now, keeping the left leg down, so you do not lift the left leg up. What you start to do is lower the right side of your pelvis, so that the right knee will start to open up, as if you were going to go back onto your back, But the constraint is that you maintain the left knee in contact with the floor. So how much can you take yourself back towards your back without lifting the left knee? Very good. Excellent, Christine. So you just go back and forth. It's like a game. And it's not so much about the right knee going back. It's the right side of the pelvis. So you differentiate the pelvis and the hip joint. So the pelvis could roll back and the right leg can actually stay standing to help you out. And then you come back over onto the left side. Feel how the ribs really soften, become very bendable, pliable in your chest. Up, but keep, that's it, keep that knee down. Now the next time, see if you can then, once you come close to being on your back, you begin to open the right knee. So you keep the left knee down, you start to head back towards your back, and then at the very end, you keep the left knee down and then you open the right. That's it. And go back over to the left one more time. That's it, Susie. And then go back. That's it, Christine. And then open that right knee. Butterfly wing. Very nice. Good. And let it go. Slowly straighten your legs and lower your left arm to rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and this time your right arm will be lengthened up along your side by your head, and the hand will be open. Should be the back of the hand on the floor. Okay? You reach across yourself with the left arm to get a hold of the right pant leg. And then once you've done that, you're going to keep the left foot and leg in the standing position. That is going to facilitate you allowing the pelvis to roll over to the right. So the right knee opens up to lie on its outer edge. The same with the right sole of the foot. You roll into the outer edge and your body rolls over to the right. You turn over the arm so that the palm becomes down and flat. You're very long and open underneath the right armpit as you come onto the right side. And then you reverse the movement. So you keep that left knee standing, and it allows the pelvis to roll back. That's it. And in the beginning, you can lift the right leg up. Very nice. And now the next time that you come over to the right, find a way that you can keep the right knee down on the ground. So the next level of a constraint here is that you do not lift the right knee. And so how can you take the pelvis and your back to the floor without lifting the right knee and still holding on with the left hand? So that means something needs to happen in the back and the spine and the hip joints. So you only go as far as you can, and then you reverse it. So as soon as the right knee begins to lift, you either need to stop or you need to find inside of yourself something to access to make it possible to go further. But if you can't, then you stop and you go back to the beginning. Good. And slowly let it go and return to lying on your back and rest. Now this time, see if it's possible to bend your knees. First, bring them to standing. Reach across with your left arm to get a hold of the right pant leg. And then flop open, nope, the other way, Christine. Left hand still with right, yeah. And your right arm will be up alongside your head again, palm open. And before you do anything, butterfly your wings. That's it. So that means open your knees. And now, with the knees open like this, begin to rock over to the right, lowering the right, allowing the left knee to come up a little bit, but only to the point that you maintain the spread of the butterfly wings. And see if you can just even have a little more fun with it, rocking a little bit quicker, a little faster. Just rock across your back and your sacrum. That's it, Bev. Much better. Good. Pause for a minute. Come back to the center and bring your feet to standing. And change over the arms. So that means reach across with your right arm to get a hold of the left knee and bring the left arm up alongside your head. Again, the hand is open. And now once you're there, you first spread the knees, get your butterfly wings. So you keep the spread. And then you start to rock the pelvis left and right so that you lower the left knee down, which brings you onto the left. And then you lower the right knee down. And you just rock across, again, your sacrum and your pelvic area. Just see if you can do it a little bit more lightly. Less thought, more like if you were a rocking horse, how a rocking horse just goes back and forth once it gets started. So again, the constraint is that you maintain the openness of the butterfly wings. Good. And let it go and come to rest on your back again. Now bring your left arm to lie up alongside by your head, hand open, and bend just your left knee this time so your left foot comes to standing and keep your right leg long. Reach across with your right arm to get a hold of your pant leg somewhere close to that knee, and then begin to let your left knee tilt to the outside, so you're bringing the outside of your left leg down to the floor. So you do whatever you need to in your body. That's great, Bev. So you roll the pelvis, and with the right leg long, you feel how the right leg rolls. So that's it, Kristen. So now begin to let that left knee open. And as it opens, that's it. You let the right leg turn. That's it. Now begin to pay attention to the distance from your left hand to your right heel. So as you rock back and forth, there's a length that occurs from the right heel to the left hand as you begin to roll over to the left. It's as if you would be pushing your right heel away from you. And at the same time, can you imagine lengthening the left arm, the left fingers? Now, everybody try to roll and come over to the left side so that the outside edge of the left knee is on the floor. So we did this earlier. So everybody, just get over there. Whatever it takes, there you go, to get over there. Now, make sure that right leg is straightened. And ask yourself the question, what difference does it make inside the hip joint if the leg is straight or bent? Right, so when you bent the knee, it was easier to differentiate the pelvis and the hip. But now find a way with the leg long that you can start to take the pelvis back while you keep that left knee in contact with the floor. So the left knee cannot lift. And I'm not interested that you go onto your back. I'm interested that you learn you have to keep, right, the constraint is you must keep the left knee down. And with the right leg long, that's it, Susie. Just do a little. And if you dig your heel into the ground and you pivot the toes left and right, that will help facilitate the pelvis and inside the hip joint. So pivot the toes. So, Kristen, lift up the toes, flex the foot. That's it. So dig the heel into the ground and then think of the toes making an arc from going down to the mat, up to the ceiling, and even back over to the right, and how that turns inside the hip joint and the pelvis. Excellent, Susie. That's it, Bev. Got it? Very nice. Now then you feel this moment that as you're turning that right foot, there's a moment when you can begin to lift up the left knee and roll onto your back. But you're looking for the timing where the spread of the butterfly wings exists. Very nice, Susie. And you can come onto your back. Why don't you do it again, Susie? Why don't you guys watch? Susie's doing this lesson so nicely. Why don't you watch her for a minute? Because it's really nice to see. And then when you see it, so you see what she does with her foot? And see how she lets the spread occur and then the leg comes up? Okay. Rest on your back. One of the places that this lesson's so useful is just sleeping at night. It's too much work when you're in your sleep to try to think of bending your knees and bringing them up to standing to be able to roll onto your side. You kidding? You have to become conscious to do that. So that means you wake up. But if you're really efficient, your legs turn and roll and the pelvis is open and free like this, to just roll. Does that make sense? Okay, so let's bend this time the left knee, bring the left foot to standing, bring your right arm up to lengthen on the floor, palm open, reach across with your left hand to get a hold of above the right knee, pant leg, and go ahead and bend, I have it the wrong way, excuse me. Bend your right knee. Sorry, your right knee should be bent and your left leg should be straight so that you get a hold of the right pant leg. And then allow that right knee to open up. That's it. And start from this position, pushing the left heel away from you. Think of pulling the toes back. and you roll over onto the right side and come back onto your back. Much better, much, much better. How can the chest and the ribs be so soft? Beautiful, Bev. Just feel how your head rolls along the floor. And what happens is it changes contact with the floor. There's no need to lift the head. It just drags along. And if you come all the way over onto the right side, then you keep holding onto the right knee, pant leg. And then the constraint is that you keep the right knee down. And you find a way with the left leg long, drilling that heel into the floor away from you. Just think of pushing the heel down, pulling the toes back. So the other way, Christine. Pull the toes back towards your face. That's it. No, your face. So that's it. And then turn the toes up towards the ceiling. Roll the heel along the floor. That's it. So just think of doing this. So if only you can do that much, let it go inside the hip. That's it. Very good. Yeah, it's actually where it's tight. It's in here. Good. And then find that timing, that rhythm, that as you, very nice, Falk, as you turn around the left heel with the pivoting of the left toes, when at the very, end of the range that you need to lift that right leg. So you create that sense of the butterfly wings, even though the left leg is long. And you're feeling this relationship of length from the left heel to the right hand. You can actually feel the two elongate simultaneously. Okay, come onto your back and rest. Now this time, bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, keep your left leg long, and bring both of your arms now up over your head to be long. That's it. And then open up the right leg so that you lower the right knee down to the floor to create one butterfly wing. So the outer edge of the right leg, that's it, is on the floor. And now you think of flexing the left foot and pivoting on that left heel to turn your pelvis left and right so that you lower the right knee down more and then the right knee actually comes up. But the movement occurs, that's it, Bev, from the left leg pivoting. So think of pulling these toes towards you like this. That's it. That's how you have to turn, is like this. So you've got to pull the toes towards you. Kristen, pull those left toes towards you. That's the way. And then, do not break the knee. Push your heel into my hand. No, not your toes. Heel. That's it. Push. Now open the right knee. Let it go down. There. And then there. Don't let that knee break. So the left leg is like a stick. The next level of constraint is that you're not allowed to bend the knee. Because as soon as you bend the knee, that means you don't have to move in the pelvis and the hip joint. So we want to bypass the knee. Good. Now go a little faster. That's it. Let that right leg go out. Just let it go. There. 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 Okay, now, just change the legs, keeping the arms long, That means bend the left knee, left foot up to standing, both arms still elongated about above you. Then allow that right knee to open up to become a butterfly wing. Flex the right foot, so you pull the toes back of the right foot and dig the heel into the ground away from you. Just think that you're pushing something away from you with the heel. And then you're turning the toes like an arc. It's like a windshield wiper. So that the toes go to the left and to the right, and that's what allows the pelvis to turn with the butterfly wing on the left side. So again, another level of the constraint with this right leg is the knee is locked. At no time are you allowed to bend the knee. And you do all the pivoting through the heel and the toes. It's a windshield wiper. And let your butterfly wing open up. That's it. See if you can now let it stay down there. Don't lift it up. Just do this. That's it. That's what we want you to get to. That's your homework. That's it. So see if you can leave now that left knee down. Beautiful, Falk. And then you start just rolling around the right leg, the pelvis and the hip joint. Just feel what can happen in that hip joint. That's it, Bev. Leave that knee open. So, in fact, what happens now, so, Bev, is you stay on your back and you're just turning inside the right hip joint. Okay, pull the toes back just like this. Good. Now, one more time, let's change over the legs. See if you can feel that on the other side. So that means you butterfly out the right leg, your left leg becomes long. You open up, that's it. Let that right knee go all the way to the side. Arms up, over your head. Flex the ankle, the foot of the left foot. Pull those toes back. Think of pushing the heel away from you. The knee is not allowed to bend. That's a constraint. And you just turn. So the pelvis literally can be flat on your back with one butterfly wing open. And you're just turning inside the hip joint, beautiful, of the left leg. Okay. And come back onto your back, let it go, and rest. Do one last movement. Okay, so one last time, please bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and then if you would, open them up, create your butterfly wings, and maintaining the spread, tilt the wings left and right. So that means you take one knee down and then the other, and just feel how you can rock through your pelvis and your back now, how soft your ribs feel. And if you want to, you can even raise your arms above you, which will even give you a greater sense of freedom in the upper back. That's it. Okay, try to put your arms above you. There you go. We'll get to the upper back. There you go. There. That's it. Let this go. That's it. Right there. Just let that happen. But just let it go. Just breathe. You're a rocking horse now. Okay? That's it. Beautiful. Okay, everybody let it go and rest on your back. And just take a moment to observe the contact that you're now making with the floor, how your shoulders feel, in particular how the ribs feel underneath the shoulder blades. In your back, your spine, and your pelvis, how your hip joints feel. Okay, so taking your time, go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Come up to sitting and then standing. And once you're standing, you can observe how you feel in standing and then take a walk around the room, really noticing the difference you feel in your hip joints. Probably never felt your hips so light and free. You did great. You did great. So, notice what the biggest change is for you. When you're walking, and think about what you liked about the lesson today. Okay, everybody have a nice week. Have a good week.